Hi everyone, it's Jo and this is my audio mo for day 9, and as promised at the beginning of audio mo, for anybody who enjoys the booze that I do with the little person in the house, who's not so little really because she's only a couple of inches shorter than me now, which is quite depressing when she's not even 12, we have a Jodie. Hello Jodie. Say hello to audio boo. You promised, come on. Oh, all right then, we won't bother. I won't let you. Some people have been talking about their first days at school. Now, I can sort of remember a little bit about my first day at school, but I'd rather not go into it primary school because I hated going to school for the first day. I was so homesick. And I went to a school for partially sighted kids in Preston in Lancashire, which was called Derby School, but it was closed in the 80s by Margaret Thatcher in her wisdom. But that's another story. But my first day, my teacher, Miss Shepherd, became a friend really. I liked her a lot. She was quite strict, but the teaching assistant, Mrs. Tomlinson, I can remember her sitting me on her knee, because which you could in those days, because I was heartbroken at my mum leaving me. And my mum actually used to tell me that she stayed outside school all day, and she had me fooled because I thought she sat outside in case I really really needed her. Yeah, silly, I know, but I really, really didn't like it. I loved it afterwards, and I was really sad to leave when I was losing my sight and told that I had to go to another school, and I ended up going to St Vincent's in Liverpool because I needed to learn Braille and to use a long cane, and I had to board on a weekly basis. Otherwise, my family would have had to have moved house, which they would have done. They did put the house up for sale, actually, but I settled in and everything, and it was okay. I made some good friends. So, yes, so Jodie, you can remember your first day at St Oswald's, can't you?
Yeah.
Come a bit closer.
I can't.
Are you not?
I feel annoyed.
Oh, right.
Basically, everyone else was on their first day was really shy and really upset and, like, a bit bummed off, to be honest.
Because there were 9 of you, weren't there? Went from the same nursery.
And everyone was like, oh, I don't want to go in. I was just like, cool, see ya, and walked straight in with my friend Mia.
You did? I can remember it was a lovely sunny day, your first day at school.
Was it?
No, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah.
Wasn't.
It was.
Wasn't.
It was, because I can even remember what I was wearing.
Wasn't. I can remember what I was wearing.
Well, yeah, your school uniform, obviously. But yeah, it was lovely because all the parents stood outside and we were waiting for you to go in, and you just kind of ran off in like you didn't have a care in the world. And I was dead worried thinking, oh, she's going to cry, she's going to be dead upset, not want to. But she just went off because she had friends from nursery. There were 5 girls and 4 boys that had been to the same nursery, so that was brilliant. So you had a lot. Can you remember who your teacher was?
I actually can't. Wasn't it Miss Corbett?
No, it was Mrs. Story and Mrs. Briggs.
Yeah.
And they were lovely. Really, really nice.
Mrs. Story left them, and then she got married to Mr. Heller.
She did, didn't she? She used to wear wacky tights.
Yeah. That's why he is now called Mr. Story.
No.
She took her name.
Did he act?
He did.
Did he? Mm-hmm. You tell lies.
No.
Really? Straight up.
No, I remember in year 3, well, they were boyfriend and girlfriend, and they decided to get married. I'm sure he was...
I think he kept
his story. Now.
She might have kept her name. Oh, well, anyway, there you go. And then when you moved down here, you went to OLSP, didn't you? Our Lady in St. Patrick's.
Yeah, I can remember the first day there.
Can you?
Yeah. Me and Darren joined on the same day.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? And what was that like? Was it scary? You weren't that... You were all right there, weren't you?
No.
A little bit nervous, but...
It was scary. Everyone was staring at me. Everyone was staring at me like I had a massive green blob on my face.
Still made friends though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about your first day at secondary school? Can you remember that?
Daddy.
Well, that's not so far away.
Yeah. Daddy had to walk me up. So, after that, I was just sitting there like, I don't want to go in. And then I got led in by Mr. Toms, one of the maths teachers.
Uh-huh.
And he led me to the milk bar where we got put in our forms. And I was sat there next to Lily, hoping to read a form with Lily.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. Cause,
and it was.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's secondary school like? Bonnie, shush. Snoring dog.
Fun. Most times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Nothing else to say about school?
No.
Which is your favourite out of the three?
Probably high school.
Yeah. More independence. Because you walk to school on your own, don't you? Because it's only... How long is it?
LSP.
You did. Yeah, the part way through.
And Candy wouldn't let me. No. I was just like, okay, you can go. And I was like, oh, I'll just want you this last little bit. Like, 5 minutes later, you can go now. Yeah. And then we ended up at school. I was like, Daddy, when were you going to let me walk on my own? And I went, oh, did I not? Oh, sorry.
How long does it take you to walk to secondary?
2 minutes.
Yeah, it's really close, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so who are your friends at school? Who are your best mates?
Sienna, Alice, Jess and Chloe.
Yeah. So you're hoping all of them will come to your birthday party, aren't you?
Yeah.
But we'll do about that another day. Because we're probably going to run out of time. I don't know how long we've got left. So yeah, so they're some of Jodie's first days, all of Jodie's first days at school, she's had three, because obviously we moved down here, so she had to move primary schools. From our point of view, she's done really well. She's just gone in without much fuss, really, to all three, which is absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Nursery was a different matter, might I say. You didn't like going to nursery. Do you remember it? Like you were only three.
I remember Oscar throwing sand in Mia Hopewell's face.
Oh, he was hot. Oscar Tipton. He was a right nightmare, wasn't he? But yes, you didn't want to go to nursery. You cried your eyes out, and I walked out, and I was absolutely in bits, and I thought, oh, this is my fault, this is awful. But I'm so glad we've pushed you to go, because if we hadn't, we'd have gone through that when you went to school. Mm. But because we kind of went with the nursery thing, you got friends at nursery, which meant that afterwards you went to primary and it was a breeze, wasn't it? So yes, so you can thank us for forcing you to go to nursery, even though you hated it at first. You still do you remember Messy Play at nursery? Do you remember Messy Play at nursery?
Yeah,
that's, I've just remembered that. You used to get all sorts, didn't you? And then you used to have a bath afterwards.
We had a bath.
Yeah. And not fully undressed, don't worry. No, don't worry.
I remember standing in all the paint and then walking on this tarpaulin.
Yeah, you were able to put your hands in paint and put stuff on your faces and stand in it and...
I remember movie days.
Yeah?
Wasn't there a really, really, really mean supervisor there?
Oh, I don't remember. I know you were looked after by... Oh, what was her name?
Margaret.
Mags, she was called. Mags, yeah, she was lovely. I don't know, can't remember. But yeah, so nursery you weren't so chuffed about, but you settled in. So yeah. Anyway, that's it really, isn't it? Have anything else to say to Audioboo?
No.
Okay. Shall we say bye then?
Oh yeah, I've been to the moon.
Oh, I thought that was coming. Then what did you do there then? How was your first day on the moon? Was that scary? have you got any homework tonight?
No.
You never get homework. You don't get nearly as much as we did.
Nope.
We used to get it every night. And not just one subject. And you hardly get any. You're very lucky. Anyway. Okay, we'll go and leave Audioboo in peace, shall we? Now they've listened to our rambles. Want to say bye-bye?
Bye.
Bye-bye, Audioboo.